Masechet Menachot Perek He, Mishnah Bet, we explained how to make certain Menachot that are Hametz in the previous Mishnah. This Mishnah will talk about other Menachot which are non-Hametz. How do we make sure that they do not become Hametz? Mishnah says, Kol HaMenachot Niloshot BePoshtin, all non-Hametz Menachot are needed in water that is lukewarm. They produce a beautiful quality dough when it's done with lukewarm water. If it was mixed with hot water or warm water, it would create a problematic mincha because it would burn the flour, which would disqualify it. If cold water was used, the quality of the dough would be very crumbly. So lukewarm water is used in order to make the dough very smooth. U'mishameran shelo yahamitzu, and a person has to be very careful that it doesn't become hametz. What they have to do is work it at all times, work the dough, continue to knead it until it's eventually baked, which should prevent the dough from rising and becoming hametz. The moment that flour is mixed with water, it rises and could become hametz. But as long as the kneading process is going on and it's not sit there and left to rise, then the dough would not become hametz. The halakha that we just spoke about is the keeping the mincha from becoming hametz while it's being prepared before the point of kemitza. Also, in addition to that, whatever's left over from the mincha, the part that's eaten by the kohanim after kemitza is done, also cannot become hametz. If the mincha's remainder, whatever's eaten by the kohanim, becomes hametz, the person who allowed it to become hametz violates a lo ta'aseh prohibition. You're not allowed to allow the she'areha to become hametz. Shine'emar, kol mincha asheta krivu l'adonai lo ta'aseh hametz. The mincha is not allowed to become hametz. Any mincha that's offered to Hashem, the pasuk says, is not allowed to become hametz. V'hayavim alishata ve'al arichata ve'al afiata. The forbidden action here of allowing it to become hametz, a person would receive lashes if he did it, if he kneaded the mincha, if he mixed the flour with the water and didn't work it properly, so he allowed it to rise. And also for working the dough, even after it became hametz, you're shaping it into something that's arichata. And then lastly, afiata, if you baked it, if it became hametz, once it's hametz, it is prohibited to be used as the mincha, and therefore a person who did any of these three actions is given lashes. If he did all of these three actions, then a person would receive three sets of lashes.